Well, my name's Ron Lawrence, and I'm president of the Carolina chapter of the Antique Wireless Association, and I'm also chairman of the meet.
I'm Ernie Nagy from Traverse City, Michigan. It's a fun hobby. You know, we're preserving part of America.
Absolutely. Preserving history, absolutely. The majority of the public out there doesn't have a clue as to what most of this stuff is.
We have 600 manufacturers in America one time, and now maybe we have one. Maybe Bose.
Yeah. Hauling around old radios for more than 30 years is hard on your back. Fall of 2006, I had 3 back operations. You get to where you want to buy these little bitty lightweight ones because they don't hurt your back to haul around. Unfortunately, I like the old heavy ones, and they're hard on you.
Hi, my name is Bruce Hutchins, and I'm an antique radio collector. First thing we do when we get them home, we'll do the cabinets first, restore the cabinets, put them back in like they were original condition, and then we'll do the electronics on the chassis and hopefully get them back in plain condition. I grew up around this stuff all of my life. My dad sat there and he showed me, he says, how to repair these sets. He says, one day I'm not going to be here. He says, this is my love, my interest are the old radios. So from that point on is when I started to repair them and just really got into it. And because of my dad, me and him, he was just a great guy and just the best buddy I ever had to keep the tradition going. This is why I'm doing it.
My name is Jennifer Bartlett, and I love old radios.
My name is Ralph Bartlett, and I live in Indian Trail, North Carolina.
I have to sell all these so I can pay for the stuff he's buying.
That's about the way it works. She sells, I buy, you know. It seems like a vicious circle every time.
Hi, my name's Tom Borsey. The classic term for the two styles we just picked up are called tombstones because they are tall and rectangular-shaped as a tombstone. Classic radios from the 30s that most people would have had in their homes. The radios people listened to that experienced World War II and Pearl Harbor and everything were listened to over sets like these. A big portion of it is the nostalgia of it that interests us.
My name is Lou Magrish, and I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. If you have the right things and you've paid the right price for them, you can always find a customer. I was in the textile business to furniture manufacturers for 37 years. My job went to China. So at age 55, with not any kind of specific education, I found myself out of work. I didn't know what the hell to do. I didn't really want to put on a Home Depot kind of apron. And I always enjoyed radios. Well, I haven't figured it out quite yet how to make a living doing this. But what I can tell you is I'm having fun. When I realized a couple months ago that I hadn't worn a tie in a year and a half but once to go to dinner was the day that I knew I was really happy. So now I get to play with toys all day.